You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine is in full control of more than 4,000 square kilometers of territory recaptured from Russian forces and is stabilizing more, says President Volodymyr Zelensky.
As of now, stabilization measures are completed in an area of 4,000 square kilometers, in a liberated area of about the same size, where stabilization measures are still ongoing. Remnants of occupation forces and saboteur groups are being uncovered. Collaborators are being arrested. Full security is re-established.
As Ukrainian troops apply pressure on retreating Russian forces, pressing a decisive counteroffensive, the United States says Ukraine is using advanced rocket systems provided by the U.S. with great effect. John Kirby is the U.S. National Security Council spokesman.
Many of the systems that we've been providing in just the last few weeks and a couple of months have proven instrumental and effective in the Ukrainians' ability to go on the offense and to be actually quite effective on the defense in the last several days and weeks, to include, of course, those advanced rocket systems that we've talked about so much. They're using them with great effect.
Mr. Kirby says President Putin is facing criticism at home and isn't being transparent with his people about the losses his country has suffered.
And he hasn't been honest with his own people about what he's doing there, why he's doing it, and what he's doing it with. And he certainly hasn't been honest with the Russian people about the struggles that the Russian military have had in the conduct of this war, to include casualties and losses of equipment and systems. We note that he's coming under more criticism, but it's going to really be up to the Russian people to decide how they handle that.
Russian forces still control about a fifth of Ukraine in the south and east, but Ukrainian forces are now on the offensive in both areas. With the recapture of nearly all of the Kharkiv province, the Ukrainian advance could soon spread into neighboring Luhansk and Donetsk. In Balaklia, a crucial military supply hub retaken by Ukrainian forces late last week, local resident Valentina recalls how Russian troops killed her son while they were fleeing.
It was the last day of their escape, of those Russists from Balaklia. It was an escape. They were rushing. The vehicles were moving. The vehicles were covered with soldiers, like something is covered with flies. They were running away. And my son, with his friend in the car, fell under shooting, right in the center here. The witnesses tell me that there were 15 to 20 Russian soldiers with rifles. They exited the yard and shot the car up close. There was my son and his friend in the car. When I saw this scene, I was horrified. I screamed so that the whole Balaklia could hear. I thought the sky would break. I screamed at Putin. I cursed this war. I cursed Putin. But no one will give me my son back.
Meanwhile, the United Nations says food exports from Ukraine and Russia have increased since the July 22nd grain deal, but critically needed fertilizer exports from Russia that are part of the deal are still down, and insurance, financing, and shipping remain issues. But UN Trade Chief Rebecca Greenspan says food prices around the world have begun to decline.
So the first thing that happened with the Black Sea Initiative was precisely that. Prices came down significantly. According to FAO, it has been the fifth month in a row that prices have been coming down. So this helps to ease the pain, as we have put it forward in the Global Crisis Response Group, for 1.6 billion people.
This comes as the Director General of the International Organization for Migration, Antonio Vitorino, says the war in Ukraine has resulted in a displacement crisis the likes of which has not been seen in two decades.
8 million refugees that left the country. It was the fastest growing displacement crisis in the last 20 years. Because we reached the peak of 8 million in a couple of months. If you look to Syria or if you look to Venezuela, you will see that the figures are very high.
He has appealed for cash donations for those displaced people who now have no source of income.
78% of the displaced people need cash. Because, in fact, from those displaced persons by the war, that were employed before the 24th of February, 64% have lost their jobs. And considering the 6.9 million displaced people, almost half have no source of income. So cash for us, cash grants, cash support, multi-purpose cash, to support them with food, with clothes, but also with heating.
Mr. Vitorino notes that there has been an increase in people moving back to Ukraine and a slowing of people leaving the embattled nation. Saba Karosi is the president of the United Nations General Assembly. He's told the Assembly the war has created a humanitarian crisis and the risk of nuclear war is high.
Conflict is creating humanitarian upheavals, not seen since the Second World War, and testing the strength of our institutions. The conflict in Ukraine has been a turning point for all of us. Unless we are vigilant, a method called war, rightly despised and denounced for decades, could reappear more frequently in the toolkit of our international life.
Meanwhile, a group of St. Petersburg local politicians who called for President Putin to be sacked faces the likely dissolution of their district council following a judge's ruling. One of the deputies, Dmitry Poluga, says he's been fined $1,173 for discrediting the authorities by calling for Mr. Putin's removal. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.